The increase in the number of people out of work in August has quelled speculation about a rise in interest rates next month. The unemployment rate stayed steady, but the number of jobs lost over the month was nearly double what economists expected. And a prominent public sector economist is now calling for a third stimulus package to help counter underemployment. Our finance reporter Sue Lannan.
Fewer people are looking for work and employers are cutting hours. That's Australia's economic reality as the country copes with the fallout from the global financial crisis. The unemployment rate remained steady in August at 5.8%, but 27,000 jobs were lost over the month. Citigroup senior economist Joshua Williamson expects unemployment to peak at up to 7%, better than the Rudd government's estimates.
We do expect to see more job losses. We've come out of the deepest downturn since the Great Depression, and employment also is a lagging indicator overall of the economy. So going forward, probably at least for another couple of months, we do expect to see overall net job losses, probably in full-time and a partial move to part-time, deal with the downturn. But looking ahead, probably over 6 months and longer horizon, the leading indicators of employment are actually very, very good.
Joshua Williamson says there won't be an interest rate rise next month, but there could be one later in the year.
It's highly unlikely that we're going to see an interest rate rise in October. Don't forget, in addition to the labour market fall we had yesterday, we had a second consecutive fall in retail sales in the month of July. That data came out on Wednesday. The Reserve Bank's showing they're wanting to tread relatively softly on this. They don't upset the nascent economic recovery. Having said that, though, we think there's enough momentum moving forward in the economy to move the cash rate away from its emergency 3% level, and we still look for an interest rate rise in December.
Professor Bill Mitchell from the Centre of Full Employment and Equity at the University of Newcastle thinks any interest rate rise would be bad policy.
Yesterday's labour force data tells us that things aren't very good at all, and I think the central bank would be very ill-advised to push interest rates up this year. I think they should be holding interest rates where they are until full-time work starts to re-emerge in a growth in full-time work. I doubt whether the central bank will do that, but I would hope they would. I certainly don't think we'll get an interest rate rise in October.
The Rudd government is under pressure to withdraw the billions of dollars in stimulus spending it's pumped into the economy, but Bill Mitchell thinks there should be a third economic booster.
People who want the stimulus withdrawn have got rocks in the head. I think that there's a crying need now for a third stimulus package to be directed very specifically towards employment creation and very specifically in areas where hours of work are really falling dramatically. The priority should be to minimise the loss of full-time work, minimise the loss of working hours right now.
Bill Mitchell, Professor of Economics at the University of Newcastle, ending that report from Sue Lannan.